Johnston, and today on Lifestyle, our guest is Dr. Michelle Canopy, Program Manager of Catholic Charities Seton Center in Princess Anne, Maryland. Welcome, Michelle.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Great to have you. What is Catholic Charities Seton Center?
Well, it's a multi-purpose community center located on the Eastern Shore of Maryland, and we, like other Catholic Charities programs, are committed to the work of advocacy, outreach, and assistance. Our staff work to identify and respond to the basic needs of all local residents, including the Hispanic community and the area's migrant farm workers. We're located in Somerset County, Maryland. The center has provided social services to residents for more than 33 years. What began as a ministry to provide health care to the migrant farm worker population grew and expanded services to provide basic needs such as food, shelter, clothing assistance to all the residents in the county and surrounding counties. The center is very unique as it brings together several of the Catholic Charity services available throughout the state of Delaware to the residents on Maryland's Lower Eastern Shore, all under one small roof.
33 years in the community.
33 years, absolutely.
Congratulations. That's very impressive.
Oh, thank you. I wish I'd been here for the entire time, but thank you.
Well, I'm sure you've got some folks in the area who have been around for 33 years and know the work of Catholic Charities Seton Center.
Absolutely.
Great. Can you share with us the types of programs and services Seton Center offers?
Sure. Well, basic needs, as I said, and those are the essentials. So we assist by providing rental, utility, and pharmacy assistance to county residents. Application interviews include a monthly breakdown of expenses versus the income and a discussion regarding a plan of action to pay their bills, an assessment of other client needs, and referrals both within Catholic Charities and outside agencies as appropriate so that we can help families become more self-sustaining. So with families who come in with a basic needs assistance, oftentimes that's just the tip of the iceberg. The family has more problems. So through case management, we assist by doing a little bit of financial planning and helping them understand how they might utilize their small funds better, stretch their dollars a little bit better. We also help Spanish-speaking families, the communities, and help them navigate through some areas that we take for granted. Like school just started, and most of the forms that come in that we complete for our youngsters are in English, or if they're translated in Spanish, it may not be clear. So we assist families in that regard. Also helping educate them with regard to healthcare needs, if their child needs to see a specialist, helping them understand how to work with healthcare providers, especially a specialist. We actually intervene on their behalf and help them if they have a payment plan, to set up a payment plan to help them pay those unusual bills. And then legal matters on a small scale, a traffic ticket. For a family where English is not the primary language, that might be a little difficult understanding what do I do next and how do I keep things in order. We also help schedule appointments for the families to ensure that they remain compliant with whatever requirements are, whether it's in the court systems or in the school systems. For example, we have a Hispanic family. Mom does not speak a whole lot of English. She's a lovely person, but she has a daughter who has always had a dream of becoming a law enforcement officer. Well, this young lady graduated last year, and we were able to help her, help the family get her straight so she would go through the testing that was required in another county, actually in Baltimore County. She did the physical test and the written test, and we helped her all along the way, and she's very, very excited. She's on the road to becoming a Maryland State Trooper, and Mom could not be happier. It's just really beautiful because the sisters can remember her when she was a small child.
Now, you mentioned the sisters.
Yes, they are wonderful. The 33 years, actually, Catholic Charities Seton Center began with four sisters, and one has since retired for 2 years, and that's Sister Regina. Sister Diane is now entering her fourth year in Haiti, and we are very honored to have Sister Eileen and Sister Cecilia, who are still actively seeing clients as they come in and working with our populations. They're amazing. They're absolutely amazing, and the community looks forward to seeing them. Sometimes they come in for, whether it's a basic need or a small need, they come in and just the comfort in knowing that it is a warm and inviting place. They can feel that it's a loving place. We do accept prayer requests at every Catholic Charities office. So you do have some people who request prayer. But just the comfort that they bring is simply amazing. I don't know how to describe.
Well, that's wonderful that they're so helpful in the community and for so long.
Absolutely. And because Catholic Charity Seton Center has been such a staple in the community, we are asked to participate in a lot of things, whether it's with the health department or all sorts of organizations. It's primarily because we help solve the problems within the community. Just if I can continue about some of the programs that we have, we also have two food programs. Food is the most basic of needs if you think about it. And we have an emergency food pantry that's open 4 days a week. And this is for families who find themselves in a crisis where they just don't have, whether it's not having enough of the food supplement benefit to get through the month or something unusual has happened. They've had a problem with the car needing servicing and they just need a little help. So families can come into our office once every 30-day period if needed, no more frequent than 30 days, and we will assist them with a 3 to 4 day supply of nutritious foods. We also have a food cooperative, and this program is a little bit different. It's a self-help. So this is for individuals who some individuals don't want to take a handout, so to speak. They want to contribute in a way. And this allows families to provide a small donation, and in exchange, they get a supplemental bag of groceries once a month. Again, the distributions include nutritious, meal-ready products for participants. And we are very fortunate to be a recipient of several farmers. We are in farm country, a very rural area. So farmers gift us with fresh vegetables and eggs. As a matter of fact, Alice, a couple of weeks ago, a hatchery, I guess is the most appropriate word, asked if we could accept 400 dozen eggs.
400 dozen!
It was amazing because we were trying to figure out where we were going to put them. So every family who came into the emergency food pantry, every food cooperative participant received at least a dozen eggs. Larger families got a tray of eggs, which I think might be 2 dozen, but they're the brown eggs, fresh eggs. So we were real pleased about that. The local prison, which has been featured in the Washington Post on the front page, I believe it was May of last year, has a garden. And a huge garden. So we reap the benefits from that garden too. So we got anything from eggplants to zucchini and squash and cabbage, you name it, we've received it. So we're able to give our families fresh produce in addition to the proteins that we have and the staples like pasta and rice. So it has been wonderful. On site, we also have behavioral health counseling services, and they are administered by a licensed counselor and psychiatrists who provide counseling to adults, children, couples, and families with emotional, behavior, and mental health concerns. And that can range from depression, anxiety, post-traumatic stress syndrome, substance abuse recovery, anything. Families who are experiencing divorce and how that might impact not only on the parents, but on the children. So we're very grateful to have that available to our residents. And currently, we do have immigration services. We do a lot of referring right now to our parent organization here in Wilmington, but we're hoping to expand, and our expansion efforts will hopefully take place soon. We anticipate in the fall actually having a staff person on site at least once a week to help address the needs of those who are seeking citizenship, naturalization, employment authorization, temporary protected status, and deferred action for childhood arrivals. So there's a lot that we offer. We try to address the many needs of the community.
Yes, indeed. It sounds like there are many needs and that Catholic Charity Seton Center addresses quite a few of those. If you're just tuning in, this is Lifestyle Interview. And I'm Alice Johnston here with Dr. Michelle Canopy of Catholic Charity Seton Center in Princess Anne, Maryland. Are there community enrichment programs at Seton Center?
Absolutely. That's part of what makes us such a staple in the community because we try to bring everyone in. So some of our families, with the university being nearby and I don't know. You know, sometimes people come to the area and wonder, how did you end up here? Because they come from far off lands. So we have partnered with the local public schools, and we are a host site for English as a Second Language. We're also very proud to host a group of seniors. We call them Women of Wonder, or WOW. It's a group of senior citizens who live in surrounding counties, the nearby counties. And they come in on Monday afternoons, and they knit and crochet Usually baby blankets. Actually, this year they're doing something a little bit different. They're doing dishcloths and little pot holders so that every family will receive a gift during our Christmas distribution. In December of each year, we have what we call a Christmas distribution where families receive, in addition to the food items for those families who participate in the food cooperative, they also receive household items. So that would be many of the things that we take for granted: laundry detergent, dishwashing detergent, shampoo, conditioner, toothpaste, toothbrushes, paper towels, toilet paper, all the things that we kind of take for granted that families may struggle with purchasing. And for families that have babies or children, young children, one of the blankets that the Women of Wonder have knitted or crocheted are included. This year, the request was that everyone receive something. So in addition to the baby blankets for families with little ones, every family will receive a couple of dishcloths, and I think it's a pot holder in there. It's a set of three. So that's really nice. And they are amazing individuals. It's quite funny because, as you know, sometimes older individuals have earned the right to speak their minds.
Yes.
So they're very, very honest, and the conversations are real interesting, and they teach the younger women who come in who are recently retired who want to be a part of this group. So they teach them how to do their particular stitch. And these blankets, assortment of items, are also used to bless many families in the county whose children are going through the social services, either entering or leaving foster care, sadly, but it offers a little comfort.
Yes.
A little blanket.
Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm. And also, we have a thrift shop. This is strictly donations. We do not purchase anything that goes into the thrift shop. Clothing, household items are a great thing. You know, oftentimes we buy those gadgets that we just have to have.
Yes.
And then they collect dust on the countertop. When those are donated, they're the first to go. But it helps a family. For pennies, mm-hmm. they can get something, and it makes them feel good because they're able to purchase it on their own. We also have uniforms, and in Somerset County, the children wear uniforms. So it's helpful to know that they can come in and they can buy uniforms for their children that look great. Our clothes are gently used. Our thrift shop is run by our volunteers. We have a ton of volunteers. I'd love to talk more about them in a little bit. But they're very picky. No stained items, no ripped or torn. Some of them will even take something home to mend it if it's missing a button. But parents can come in and get uniforms for their children and know that they're good quality just for a couple of dollars. So it's very helpful to us and also to the community. Other items like furniture and appliances may be available upon request. If we have a family who has suffered a fire or what have you, and they need something a little bit larger, a bed or a dresser or something, we work very closely with Catholic Charities Thrift Center, and we may be able to coordinate something where the thrift store truck would bring down the needed items. So we like to be available to the community to help them whatever they might need, and the thrift shop allows us to do that.
What other services are offered at Seton Center?
Well, in an effort to meet the needs of area residents, we partner with a lot of organizations, and I touched on just a couple of them. The Judy Center, which is a literacy program designed to prepare the little ones for preschool and kindergarten. So a representative comes into our office one day a week, and they have little t-shirts. Right now they have a campaign for the effects that secondhand smoking has on little ones. They have these tiny little t-shirts that are yellow with a caution tape on it, and it says, caution, lungs under construction, which is so cute. And they have books. They give away books to children, and then they have very interesting programs like yoga, reading, and they do at the library. So they come in and they register parents for that program. We also have the Women, Infant, and Children's Program for a local health department, or WIC. They see parents and their babies in our center and help provide information regarding nutrition and keeping their babies healthy. There are certified application counselors on site weekly to assist families with health care coverage, because there's some individuals who still don't have the health care coverage. They have lots of questions. And then there's a health education counselor who comes in, and she talks about cancer preventative measures, whether talking about mammography or colonoscopies, but information that families need to know. And then once she explains the importance of it, how you can get free screenings and where to go. So those are just some of the other partners that come in.
Now, Michelle, I've been to Catholic Charity Seton Center, and I've seen the size of the building, of the facility, and mm-hmm. it's not large. And it amazes me how much gets done, how many mm-hmm. programs there are, how many people get serviced. How do you do it all in that facility?
Well, we do it because we're a family. And we are a family. Our team is very small. We have a staff of 5, and our behavior health counselor is on site part-time in our office. We share her with Georgetown, so she covers a lot of territory. But we have nearly 50 dedicated volunteers, and they are absolutely amazing, the majority of whom are retired individuals, and they are very serious about their jobs. They help by picking up our food purchases. We purchase food, larger items from a food bank, and they, on a rotating schedule, they pick those up. They prepare the bags and separate things for our non-perishable bags. They rotate the inventory of both the food and the donations that come in. They run the thrift shop. They do a number of things, and they do it with smiles. They're so grateful. We have volunteers who have been there as long as 27 years. I think the one individual has been there for 27 years. They're very committed.
Now, if someone wanted to be a volunteer at Catholic Charities Seton Center,
we would love to have them. Our volunteers range from, we have individuals who live in Delaware, who live throughout Maryland's lower eastern shore, whether that be in the Ocean City area, in the Wicomico County, which is in the Salisbury area. We even have a couple from Virginia who volunteer to assist. It's just something that they want to do. And I would encourage anyone who's interested in volunteering to visit our website. That would be a great way so that they can actually do that, and that's ccwilm.org. They may also call either our Wilmington Catholic Charities office at 302-655-9624, or in Maryland, call us directly at 410-651-9608.
Great information, Michelle. Now, this is my favorite part of the program, success stories.
Like other Catholic Charities programs, we have lots of them. But one that kind of stands out, it was a recent one. We had a couple come in, Mr. and Mrs. C, and they came in with their 3 children after having been living in their vehicle for the last week. And the reason was kind of very, very unselfish. The wife's brother was sick, and he lived in Georgia, so the family went to be with the brother to help out the family. Sadly, what was going to be, I think they thought they would be there for a couple of weeks, turned into 7 months, and the brother died. So when they came back to Princess Anne, by that time, the husband had lost his job. So when they came back, he was able to get a job, but they were holding 2 weeks' worth of pay, so they had no money to get into a home, the reason why they were staying in their vehicle. So we were very glad that we were able to help the family with the first month's deposit and the security deposit to help get them housed just in time before school started. So they were very grateful, and it was just a real positive thing for us. We were glad we were able to help them.
Right. Very good. Now, how can people help?
People can help. Consider volunteering. Well, that's one. And we are always welcome. Obviously, we welcome your prayers. We want all Catholic Charities programs to do well, and it will only does well because we have the support of others. But consider joining our volunteer staff, organizing a food or clothing drive, or making a financial contribution. Either of those ways would be wonderful.
Okay. Well, you heard it here, folks. We have Dr. Michelle Canopy, who joined us today and gave us a lot of insightful information about the Catholic Charities Seton Center in Princess Anne, Maryland, which is the Lower Eastern Shore. Thank you again. We learned a lot, and congratulations on all the great work you do.
Oh, thank you, Alice. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to share a little bit about our program.